USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As Americans continue to get vaccinated against COVID-19, the CDC is updating restrictions, allowing people to take their masks off in most situations. But in California, their lawmakers have decided not to follow CDC guidelines. Dr. Nicole Sapphire on Fox News points out tuberculosis cases are much higher than COVID-19, and masks were never mandated for that respiratory illness.
California at this point have about 55% of their population with at least one dose of the vaccine. Their new cases are down to less than 1,000 a day. That's been like that for a while. They have more cases of active tuberculosis state than they do COVID-19, and that's never warranted masking.
As more American companies are attacked by suspected Russian hackers, FBI Director Christopher Wray says the Bureau is currently investigating ransomware attacks that have been used to target roughly 100 organizations. Wray says the malware attacks were similar to the challenges posed by 9/11. USA Radio News.
Recently, Facebook announced its ban on former President Trump, but promised to review the ban in 6 months. Now, Newsmax wants to know if you think Trump should be back on Facebook. Vote in Newsmax's national poll and let us know your opinion. Just text the word North to 39747. That's North to 39747. It takes just seconds. Make your voice heard. We'll share poll results with the 30 million people who watch Newsmax TV. Forbes calls Newsmax a news powerhouse. It's already the fourth largest cable news channel in America, with great recent guests like Donald Trump, Mike Huckabee, Franklin Graham, John Voight, Alan Dershowitz, Ron DeSantis, Nikki Haley, Mike Pompeo, and so many more. Newsmax is on all major cable systems. If your cable company doesn't carry Newsmax, call them. Tell them you want Newsmax or you can switch. So vote now in the Newsmax poll on Facebook's Trump ban. Just text North to 39747. Let Newsmax and America know your opinion.
There will be no presidential commission on the January 6th takeover of the Capitol building, just before lawmakers were set to do a final count of the Electoral College numbers from states. Dan Naraki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
The White House says President Biden won't appoint a commission to investigate the January 6th riots at the Capitol. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said in a statement Thursday that while the administration believes that the riots do deserve a full investigation, President believes that Congress has the role and ability to carry out that investigation. Some Democratic lawmakers had called on Biden to appoint a presidential commission to investigate the riots after a bill to create a 9/11-style commission failed in the Senate.
Many of those involved with the Capitol building takeover say they believe fraud fueled the 2020 presidential election. Communist China has threatened a nuclear war against the United States amid calls for a probe into the origins of COVID-19. The Global Times newspaper, which is run by the Communist Party, released an editorial article saying Beijing is preparing for a nuclear war with the United States. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Recently discovered emails from Dr. Fauci's account were released by the Freedom of Information Act. Former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo gives Fox News his insights that Fauci may have been part of a cover-up to discover the origins of COVID-19.
So I've seen some of the emails. What really matters here is when it mattered most, when the Chinese were covering this up in early January of 2020, Dr. Fauci certainly would have seen the same intelligence that I saw. We would certainly have known that the risk that this came from the laboratory was real. We would have known that the Chinese Communist Party didn't want any of us to know that, and that raised red flags throughout the entire United States government for far too long. Dr. Fauci let those of us who were out there talking about it carry the mantle, and we couldn't get science. We got politics instead, and that's what you saw in the left-wing media. You saw politics trumping science, and that delayed our capacity to respond to what the Chinese Communist Party foisted upon the world.
Over 3 million people have died as a result of the pandemic. President Biden is taking the First Lady on tour in Europe next week with a scheduled visit to the Queen of England. Dan Naraki reports.
President Biden will meet with Queen Elizabeth II during an upcoming visit to the UK. Buckingham Palace announcing the meeting Thursday, saying it will take place while Biden is in the country for a meeting of the leaders of the Group of Seven. The summit, taking place June 11th through the 13th, will be the first face-to-face meeting for the leaders of the US, UK, Canada, France, Germany, Italy, and Japan in more than 2 years. The trip, which includes a planned summit with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Switzerland, will be Biden's first overseas trip since taking office.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pryde.